Good morning, the Wolf. Who is this?
It's Mark Miller.
It's Miller time! Come on! Yeah! Woo! Mark Miller!
Oh, wow, yeah. Man.
Wow. Wow. Mark Miller. Hey, you know what? I've seen you on stage, brother. I got to match your energy here. Come on now.
Well, I think you have.
Yeah, well, I'm heavily caffeinated and motivated and so happy to be talking to you, man. I got to tell you, I mean, my career now 35 years in radio, primarily country, and I remember the first time I saw your videos on TNN back in the day and watching you dance around the screen going, who is this guy and what is this band all about? And I mean, you guys became superstars in a time when there were a lot of superstars being born in country music, man. I mean, the 90s were just crazy huge. And man, I think it was defined by many things, brush poppers, acid washed, Wranglers, and Mark Miller dancing around on the stage.
Wow. I really don't know how to respond to that.
Dude, man, I did some club DJing back then, and I got to tell you, I think I could probably dig up a dance mix of a Sawyer Brown song, like, on command here. Yeah, I mean.
There were several dance mixes. Yeah, that was when that was the thing, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had to have a dance with every song back then.
Yeah, we had dance mixes on Thank God for You, The Boys and Me, Some Girls Do.
Oh, I got a dance mix right here for you, man. Let's do a little flashback to my 90s country dance club days. It's The Boys and Me, The Dance Mix from Sawyer Brown. More with Mark Miller coming up on The Wolf. There it is, The Dance Mix, The Boys and Me and Sawyer Brown on The Wolf. He's still dancing. Mark Miller on the phone with us. Mark, let's fast forward to 2022, brother. And you're still at it, brother. I mean, you guys, the boys and you, are still out on the road touring constantly, and you're taking the stage, you're dancing, you're still doing your thing. I mean, how you feel? You feeling good?
Man, I'm great.
Awesome.
I'm great.
Awesome.
I work out every day, so I'm good to go. So
yeah.
So the folks want to show up. When they show up, they want to see the 25-year-old,
mm-hmm.
and so that's what I try to let them see.
Really? Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know you always kept in shape. I know you used to travel with, you know, the basketball hoop. You still shooting hoops?
I'm still shooting hoops. I'm surfing still.
Wow.
I got my place in Florida. I wakeboard.
Nice.
So
nice.
Yeah.
All
so
right.
I'm still pretty active.
Sounds like it, man. I bet I'm over here drinking Metamucil by the shot. So good for you, Mark Miller. So for those that don't know, the new generation, it's like Sawyer Brown. It's a band. It's not just one dude. Mark Miller's the lead singer of Sawyer Brown. For those people that don't know, give them the backstory on where the name came from, because it's not a dude in the band. It's the name of the band.
No, we were originally called Savannah, and then there was a band that there and in the South, you know, there were like eight bands called Savannah.
Sure.
So one of them got a record deal, and it wasn't us. So everybody, all the other Savannahs had to change their name.
Gotcha.
And so we had like 20 names on a legal pad that we were just kind of going down through, and there's a road near where we live called Sawyer Brown Road, and we literally just took the name from the road. And also, we had just changed our name like 2 to 3 weeks before we got on Star Search.
Uh-huh.
So up until that point, we were Savannah, and then when we were on Star Search, we were Sawyer Brown.
So was Sawyer Brown Road a dirt road? Sorry.
No, but I did grow up on a dirt road.
Yeah. And Wolfpack, that's what we call a segue. Sawyer Brown, Dirt Road. More with Mark Miller coming up on The Wolf. Sawyer Brown and Dirt Road on The Wolf. I'm Don Jarrett. He is Mark Miller, lead singer of Sawyer Brown. And again, we just talked about where you got the name for the band, Sawyer Brown. And now let's talk about where it all began, where you got your big break. Before American Idol and The Voice, we got to speak to multi-generations here on a talent show called Star Search.
Well, the surprise, the prize was $100,000.
Yeah, yeah.
And we won $5,000 for each show.
Uh-huh.
So each show you won five. And then you know, we thought we were just like filthy rich because, you know, we had gone from playing the clubs and we got $1,600 a piece after scale.
Wow.
So we were getting like 10 grand a show and then 100 grand for the prize. And it was the first season. So, and I tell my kids that we were the original American Idol.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they just kind of look at me and go, yeah, right, Dad, whatever. Uh-huh.
God bless Ed McMahon and Sawyer Brown, Star Search champs, 1983. Thank God for you. More with Mark Miller coming up and Sawyer Brown on The Wolf. 96.1 and 102.1, The Wolf, Sawyer Brown, thank God for you. And Mark Miller from Sawyer Brown on the phone with me. And, of course, the boys back in town, Portnoy Health Trust Amphitheater in Pocatello, Country Concert Series, Saturday night, Deets and Seats, countryconcertseries.com, and wolfidaho.com. And there are many seasons in a career, Mark. We were talking about where it all started and, you know, where you've been, and inevitably things change. You know, you can't be running and gunning and shooting for the top of the charts your entire career. Eventually you're going to get to a season where things kind of settle down, you get into a groove, and hopefully you can enjoy it. Are you enjoying where you are in your life and your career right now?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you this, and you know, you're a radio guy, but I will tell you this. We had 51 chart singles. We were on the charts for 21 years.
Wow.
And when that ended, you kind of, there's a competitive part of you that goes, man, I don't want this to end because I still got more gas. There also is a relief there going, you know what? I don't have to play that game anymore.
Yeah.
And there was a big relief there that I don't have to go in. And you kind of don't know what's going to happen. But then when the fans still come out year after year after year and then increase, like we did, we played Kansas City Saturday night. We did 12,000 people in Kansas City. So the band, it just is, as far as that goes, we never, ever, like, lightened up. On and so this season is, to me, is even better than when we were really having to compete. But I will tell you this, we got some exciting stuff coming up. 2024 is our 40-year anniversary.
Oh, my gosh. All right, we got to talk about that and what you're going to be doing for the 40th anniversary of Sawyer Brown. Mark Miller is my special guest and definitely one of the highlights of their 40-year career. A remake of the George Jones classic, Sawyer Brown and the Race is on The Wolf. Sawyer Brown and the Race is on The Wolf, and we are racing to Pocatello to see them on Saturday night. It's going to be an amazing show, Portnoy Health Trust Amphitheater, Country Concert Series, countryconcertseries.com. Mark Miller still on the phone, my special guest this morning. You mentioned your 40th anniversary of Sawyer Brown. What do you got planned for that?
They've just done a book on my life story that will come out then. We're doing a documentary.
Oh.
And we're doing a new album, and Blake Shelton is going to produce the new album.
Uh-oh.
So it's going to be pretty cool. And the new album is just going to be what we considered would have been the next Sawyer Brown album. It's strictly going to be, you know, diehard Sawyer Brown. I'm writing most of it. And so it's going to be pretty fun coming up.
40 years of fun, my friend. Mark Miller, my special guest this morning, as we count down to Sawyer Brown in Pocatello on Saturday night. Find out more at wolfidaho.com. Here's Some Girls Do and more from Mark Miller coming up on The Wolf. Sawyer Brown, Some Girls Do. It's The Wolf. I'm Don Jarrett. He is Mark Miller from Sawyer Brown. Been hanging with us this morning. Such a pleasure to talk to you, Mark. I'm having so much fun talking to you, my friend. You mentioned 40 years of fun, 40 years of Sawyer Brown, and it makes me think of my own mortality at this age and this season of my life even, where I kind of feel like I've figured out a few things that makes life a little easier. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, and I think we did the same thing with our touring. I mean, listen, man, it's just an honor for me that you radio and you still want to talk to me and still want to talk about my show coming to town.
Well,
so from you know, from my viewpoint, that's even that's very humbling. And also that makes us, and just so the fans know, we put so much into our live show. We want to make sure, like, when the folks come Saturday night, they're going to hear, if they're a Sawyer Brown fan, every song, they're going to know every word to.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to, that's what we're going to feed them. We're going to do hit that. Song after hit song after hit song. And because I've gone to concerts and the bands come out and they go, you know what, we got a new album and we want to play all the new album. And then I want to shoot myself.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, I want to hear the hits.
Yeah.
So I'm a fan and I put myself in their shoes. And if you come to see us and you're a fan, I think you're going to have a really good night.
Well, it would be impossible not to have a good night with Sawyer Brown Saturday night, Fort Niff Health Trust Amphitheater in Pocatello. Again, Deets and Seats, WolfIdaho.com, CountryConcertSeries.com. Mark Miller, thank you so much, man. It has been an honor to speak to you. Can't wait to meet you. Can't wait to see you on stage on Saturday night. God bless you, brother, and travel safe.
Thanks, pal. I appreciate it. And we cannot wait to get there.